Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Jack Warner. Batting second. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting third. The center fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jackie Tavener. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Bassler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rip Collins. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Rip Collins. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting second. The shortstop, Roger Peckinpah. Batting third. The right fielder, Bill Barrett. Batting fourth. The catcher, Harry McCurdy. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Aaron Ward. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Faber. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Red Faber. And now, play ball. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner takes first base on ball four. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peckinpah scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a pop-up towards short. Peckinpah settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett strikes out. There goes Peckinpah. The throw from Bassler to second, and Peckinpah is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peckinpah scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Blue moves to third. Johnny Bassler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tavener. The throw from McCurdy and he is safe. Tavener steals second. Johnny Bassler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bassler is walked intentionally. Rip Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Barrett. Collins reaches second base with a double. Blue scores. Tavener scores. Bassler moves to third. It's 2-0, Tigers. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Warner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk takes first base on ball 4. McCurdy moves to second. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy bunts towards the mound. Collins fields it and throws to first for the out. McCurdy moves to third. Falk moves to second. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McCurdy scores. Falk moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-1, Tigers. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ward for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-1 in the game. Gehringer hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Metzler. Gehringer reaches second base with a double. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0-for-1 in the game. Mainisch hits a fly ball into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gehringer tags and moves to third. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-1 in the game. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peckinpah scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gehringer scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Tigers. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0-for-1 in the game. Heilman hits a fly ball into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener can't make a play. That's a base hit. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-1 in the game. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Peckinpah hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Metzler moves to third. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-1 in the game. Barrett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Metzler scores. Peckinpah moves to third. It's 3-2, Tigers. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McCurdy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Collins fields it and throws to first for the out. Barrett moves to second. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Blue hits a fly ball into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Taubner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taubner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Taubner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peckinpah fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Basler takes first base on ball 4. Taubner moves to second. Rip Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Collins takes first base on ball 4. Taubner moves to third. Basler moves to second. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Warner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peckinpah scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-0 in the game. Clancy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Kahm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Clancy moves to second. Willie Kahm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kahm is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Kahm bunts in front of the plate. Basler fields it and throws to first for the out. Clancy moves to third. One out. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward strikes out. Two outs. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Faber hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clancy scores. It's Tigers, 3, White Sox, 3. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-2 in the game. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Metzler for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Gehringer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Metzler who is chasing the ball. Gehringer reaches third base with a triple. Heinie Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Mainisch hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mainisch for the out. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Fothergill hits a line drive into left field. Falk picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Falk. Gehringer scores. Fothergill moves to third. It's 4-3, Tigers. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0-for-2 in the game. Heilman hits a fly ball into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Blue hits a line drive into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Peckinpah hits a ball on the ground towards third. Warner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Warner can't make a play. That's a base hit. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McCurdy bunts towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Collins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Tavener hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. Tavener reaches second base with a double. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Basler hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Metzler. Basler reaches second base with a double. Tavener scores. It's 5-3, Tigers. Rip Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Collins bunts beyond third. Com can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Warner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to second for the out. Basler moves to third. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Warner. The throw from McCurdy and he is safe. Warner steals second. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. Gehringer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Basler scores. Warner scores. Gehringer moves to second. It's 7-3, Tigers. Charlie Barnaby now pitching. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Mainisch hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gehringer moves to third. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mainisch. The throw from McCurdy and he is safe. Mainisch steals second. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peckinpah scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0-for-3 in the game. Heilman hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Clancy takes first base on ball 4. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Com hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Tavener fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. One out. Ike Boone pinch hits for Aaron Ward. Ike Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Mo Berg now playing second base. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Blue hits a line drive into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Tavener hits a pop-up in front of the plate. McCurdy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's got one RBI. Basler takes first base on ball four. Rip Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Collins hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Metzler, who is chasing the ball. Collins reaches third base with a triple. Basler goes all the way around to score. It's 8-3, Tigers. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Warner is hit by the pitch. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That's a pickoff. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Charlie Barnaby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnaby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-3 in the game. Metzler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Peckinpah takes first base on ball four. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the White Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kom fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. Mainisch hits a line drive to right field. That will be extra bases. Barrett chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Peckinpah. Peckinpah fumbles the ball. That's a triple and an error on Peckinpah. Mainisch moves all the way to home. It's 9-3, Tigers. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peckinpah scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0-for-4 in the game. Heilman hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McCurdy hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Falk hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Mainisch, who is chasing the ball. Falk reaches third base with a triple. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Clancy hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Falk tags and scores. Two outs. It's 9-4, Tigers. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Com hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the White Sox 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Blue for the out. One out. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Tavener hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Bassler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tavener. The throw from McCurdy and he is safe. Tavener steals second. Johnny Bassler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnaby spins, and has Tavener trapped. He throws to Com, who tags Tavener for the out. Two outs. Johnny Bassler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bassler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and three walks. He's got one RBI. Bassler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rip Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, a triple, and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Collins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Hunfield pinch hits for Charlie Barnaby. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Geringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-4 in the game. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Metzler for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 9, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.